Welcome back to a new episode of The Lady Gray.
That was a lot of energy for such a bad day. It is raining. We have...
Every day is a beautiful day when you're with me.
Except for now. Fun fact, guys, it's actually 7 p.m. We have never recorded this late.
Actually, this is really early for us. We're not doing it 5 hours before we have to submit.
We usually, yeah, it's Tuesday and it's 7 p.m. This is such, not a new year. This is new year, new me, but it's new.
New year, new me, but I'm worse.
Exactly. This is bad, guys. Not good at all.
Normally we're a day show, but we are still a day show, but we're recording at 7.
Our whole concept is tea and morning.
We're cozy. And... Have you ever heard of bedtime tea? Tea to go sleep?
Sleepy time tea.
This is our sleepy time episode.
We will do that.
This will be playing at 3 p.m. either way, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so guys, so sorry if the vibes are like night
vibes. The vibes are better.
The vibes are night vibes, but it's like at 2.
You know what we should talk about?
What should we talk about?
Happy New Year.
Woo woo.
2023.
Happy Christmas. Oh.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
The one
Happy Hanukkah,
thing
Happy Kwanzaa.
We cried about when we submitted the podcast last.
Who's we?
Last year.
I don't cry.
Is that we never talked about Spotify playlist. We ended the podcast and then we checked our phones and Spotify playlist was out.
Oh, our Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah.
Okay, do we want to talk about that first?
It's really embarrassing for me. I can't even access mine, can you? My Spotify Wrapped?
I saved mine.
Oh, maybe I should have done that. Yeah. I did not do that.
But what I do remember from mine, guys, form your own opinion on that. Sorry, I just touched your foot again. My top artist was Justin Hurwitz, which is the guy that composed the entire La La Land soundtrack.
That was me, but that was with John Powell, mm-hmm. who composed the entire Kung Fu and How to Train Your Dragons.
That was a good one. But that wasn't Hans Zimmerman?
He might have been on it, but
I think he did the...
John Powell.
That name looks familiar, too. Interesting.
And then let's see. Let me go back.
My number one song, "Sad Girl," Lana Del Rey.
I had Lana Del Rey. I had Mitski. Who did I have?
You had Mitski.
I did.
Dang.
Yeah. Let me see where I can find this.
One of my top five artists was Taylor Swift, and I only started recently listening to her, so it's kind of concerning how much I would have had to listen to her for her to be my top artist.
Yeah, you were saying that.
I'm happy you remember.
I can't find it. I guess I'll forever not know.
It's okay. It's not important.
You're right.
What's important is...
Living in the moment.
Exactly. New year.
New me.
New year's resolutions?
Honestly, I've had a bad start to the year. Like, I'm completely off my game.
Oh. Maybe this year isn't your year.
I don't think it is.
Is this your blonde coming out, or did you get highlights?
It is.
You're blonde?
No.
Highlights?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I got it from someone who wanted to. Anyway, what were you talking about? It's only been 3 minutes. Oh, this is going to be a long episode. I can already tell.
This is not going to be a long episode. You're just in a rush, and I'm living in the moment.
I am in a rush. Everybody,
Nobody cares about your co-op, okay? Let's talk about resolutions. This is what the people want. They don't care about your personal life.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I care about your personal life.
I don't think she does, guys.
I'm just being a little bit irritable because I feel like we have so many topics to cover and not enough time.
That's such a lie. We have no
topics. I have a lot of topics.
You do?
I'm just keeping them from you.
Okay, tell me your topics.
Tell me your New Year's resolutions.
Start getting up early.
You already get up early.
No.
Oh,
I stopped. Mm. I'm not in my game. I keep getting up really late. And I've been really tired. And I haven't been eating good. And I haven't been going to my classes. I've been going to my classes. I haven't been doing the readings yet because of co-op. Because you know how many applications there are? 800. And they end on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so busy. But, yeah. After this week and after co-op and once we start interviews, it'll be fine, guys. Don't worry. It'll be fine. I'll start doing my readings. I don't have a lot to catch up on, I don't think.
That's good to hear.
What is your New Year's resolution? Are we talking loud enough?
I really hope.
Maybe I'll just
move
the computer. Or maybe we should move ourselves.
No, I'm kind of comfy. We're just going to move the computer down.
Also, my window's open, so if you hear the rain.
Singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling I'm happy.
Have you read the BDM textbook?
No, I'm too scared.
My teacher sucks. I read it, and I don't understand. Who do you have? Hurley. Everybody shows up to my class.
Oh my gosh, the 2:30 class?
Yeah. No.
Which class?
Yeah, 2:30. I am so angry. They're crazy. Finally, somebody said something to him because he was like, okay, who's not enrolled in this class, leave. So my students get seats first, and then you can bring in chairs. And I was like, thank God, because I have to rush from OB to this class.
No.
I came in there literally 10 minutes early. Guess what? There's already people sitting there.
It's crazy.
No. Dude. Who do you think you are? Go to your own class.
I've seen it. There are... Guys, let me set the scene. It is a
Ava
tidy class.
Ava has COVID right now.
Also, I do not have COVID. I'll tell you my story, guys.
There's black mold in there.
Yeah, basically. So, to set the scene, it's a Schlegel room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, there's not that many seats. And what people do is they wait until the class before it ends. So at like 1:50. At 1:50.
No.
At 1:50. Yeah.
1:50. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, 1:50. And they immediately go into the class like full speed running. People
no,
who don't get
2:20.
2:20.
2:20.
Oh, you're right. 2:20.
Sorry. Continue.
And then they run into the room, they get their seats, they save seats. Whoever doesn't get a seat starts pulling up chairs.
Yeah.
I saw today, I have photos from someone.
Welcome to my
life. People were sitting on the ground listening to him.
I'm probably in that picture because that class that I was in, completely full. And I'm thinking, are you crazy? This is altering my like ability to learn properly.
As an outsider, I'm looking at this and I'm like, is this guy Jesus of BDM? Like,
he is
why
not is... the Jesus of BDM.
Because I don't
people
think...
are there's... so... He is the only prof without an accent. That is why everybody's
really?
Going to his class. And I thought, that's insane.
Really?
That is so disrespectful to your
profs.
I got
my prof
think...
today. And
listen.
He's not that bad.
Yeah.
Like, this picture kills me.
Let
These
me see.
These people sitting in the middle.
Yeah.
In the middle.
Yeah.
That's wild to me.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking, you know how empty the other profs' classes are?
My class is pretty full, I'm not gonna lie.
That's good. Maybe your prof is one of the better ones, too.
I hope.
But, like, my prof literally today was like, if you guys want, I will audio record my lessons because people can understand him. It's crazy. No way. The other profs have their job for a reason. They are not bad at teaching. Go to your class because I do not want to have to stress about finding a seat in my own enrolled class.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's so stressful. I literally, one of the guys in my OB class was like asking her prof, hey, it gets super busy. Can we leave like 10 minutes early before class ends just so we have a spot in our own class?
Yeah, it's weird. Anyway.
It's stressful.
My mom, she changed the furnace filter in our basement, but she wasn't quick enough, and now my room is full of dust, and I have allergies, everybody, so I sound very sick. It's because I'm sleeping in a room full of...
Why don't you just clean your room?
The air?
Vacuum.
How?
Open the window, vacuum.
I could open the window, but that's freezing. Like,
take
my
everything
mom will...
out, wash everything, and...
Yeah, I might have to.
You gotta
I'll
pick when it's
do...
warmer, but sleep in the living room or something. Why are you sleeping in your room?
Because I have nowhere to sleep.
Your basement? Is it cold?
I think it also has furnace dust in the basement. That's where the furnace is. Ugh, it's a disaster. What are your other topics to talk about? You made it sound like you had like a whole roster.
You know what I hate?
What do you hate?
I was on YouTube recently. I was on YouTube recently.
Yes. What were you on YouTube for?
Just looking for something to watch while I was eating my dinner.
Yeah.
And I keep seeing so many videos, 4 a.m. morning routine, 5 a.m. morning routine to be the most productive. And I'm thinking, why are we so consumed by this hustle culture? Mm-hmm. North America has this huge mindset where it's like, you need to be working all the time. You need to be making money all the time. Why can't I live in Europe where people live slowly? I want to live slowly. I want to enjoy my time. I don't want to have to, a super productive day. Let me be chill. Why do I have to be productive all the time?
Right.
It's so stressful because it makes me think, well, I should be doing something all the time and I don't deserve time for myself. Mm-hmm. I hate it.
It's difficult.
It is very difficult. So I ended up I think I watched some, nature video, to be honest with you.
I love nature documentaries. A good one is by, who is it, David Attenborough?
David Attenborough. The is British it? Guy, yep. He's really popular. Him. He voices everything.
I would fall asleep over the summer to his videos. I would sit outside and I'd literally just watch the Netflix documentary just to hear, the birds in the background. It was really nice.
I love the underwater deep sea ones. Those are my favorite documentaries.
Ooh, I don't think I've watched them by him.
No, there was one I saw on YouTube. Search it up. It's Mariana's Trench. And then, the most, the hour-long one is his.
Really?
It's really good.
I have watched My Octopus Teacher.
Oh, I heard about that one. That's him?
No, that's a different guy.
Okay.
That one was good. It was just very, I don't know. Another really good documentary is The Biggest Little Farm, is it? Or The Little Biggest Farm?
Probably Biggest Little Farm.
Biggest that Little makes Farm. Sense. And that one is so good. I watched that with my mom. I begged my sister to watch it with me the next night. I was like, please, Taya, it's so good. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't watch it. It is so cute. I love it. It's a mix. It's the perfect mix between a nature documentary and, everybody's dream, because it's actually somebody's dream to do this farm. Mm-hmm. And it's the worst conditions ever. It's in Toronto. It's the dirt is
what do you mean by Toronto
worst? It's a farm.
Okay, yeah, that sucks.
And the dirt is bad, and they have to find all these creative solutions to these bees, and it's crazy. So they have bugs start infesting all the trees.
Oh my god,
And they get ducks! They get little ducks to eat them off the bark! It's so cute!
Do you remember on TikTok the ladybug raid?
You were so all over that, and I never saw anything. I totally
they thought got rid stunted. Of him. The government killed him. I'm just kidding, I just couldn't find his TikTok. Maybe he deleted his account.
I would think
that. I think that was prime
TikTok.
For me, during that year, during that time period.
Can you give me a little squishy?
Her name's Orla.
Orla? From Dairy Girls?
Yeah. You know what her full name is? What her middle name is?
It's very sticky.
Birdie Lou. Orla Birdie Lou. I still have to think of a name for this guy, though. Oh, sorry. Oh my god, was that your nail or your skin?
It was my nail.
Okay, I was gonna say.
Or my skin.
Why is the nail polish missing on that one nail?
Picking them off.
Why? I don't do that. That's really bad.
Oh, I do it.
Well, don't.
Anna has little squishies. And they're very
just make squishy. Sure her face doesn't come off, because I feel if you touch it too much, then it, see, it's already peeling.
I will not take off
I have a little pineapple, and then a little, it's like some sort of octopus.
Squid, yeah.
But there's a name for it, but I don't remember. Anyways, you know what I started watching recently with my friend Sadie?
What?
White Lotus. Mm. Since you didn't want to watch it with me, you never brought it up again, so.
What do you mean? What was that? What do you mean?
It's really good.
What is the barrel?
It's about these couples, and they go to this resort, and then just all hell breaks loose. It's so weird. And there's this one guy in my
own... breaks loose how?
Just one guy, he's been sober for 5 years, just starts taking pills again that he found in, a bag. And, starts drinking, and, first episode, one of the workers, one of the trainees, pregnant, gives birth. First day of training.
What?
And she was trying to hide it from everybody, and just... I don't want to spoil it.
Where do you watch it?
1-2-3 Movie. But I think it's on Crave.
I don't have Crave.
I don't either. I was going to get Disney Plus and unsubscribe from Amazon Prime.
What does Amazon Prime have?
A lot of stuff. They had Normal People and Fleabag.
Oh, you're right.
But I want to watch Glee.
Mm. Kaleidoscope. I wanted to watch it,
I've heard about
I feel
that,
it's going to give me too much
nightmares.
I was just gonna say anxiety in picking the order, because everybody has a different idea of, like, because even though the whole, okay, the thing that gets me is the whole point of the show is that you don't, everybody watches it differently. That's the whole point. Everybody on Netflix, they have a different order on their page. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's all randomized.
What if we had the same order?
Then that doesn't matter. It, like, there are going to be repeats. But my point is, the whole point was that you're supposed to watch it in a random order. But then everybody online started making these lists of how you're supposed to watch it. Watch it like this. I think you should watch it like this. This is the best order. And it kind of annoys me, because now I'm like, well, now I don't want to watch it in the order that I was given on Netflix. I want to watch it how these people are recommending it. Right? And it kind of takes away from it.
Like a little punching bag. You know how people have the bags and they're like...
Yeah.
That's just me.
Anna is beating up her stuffy. And we don't care for violence.
We don't. Oh. So little. So adorable. It's not a stuffy. It's a squishy. Get it right. We went skating recently.
Oh, we did. Let's post a photo of these guys.
I later. Fell.
Did you?
Yep. You missed it?
Phew. Yeah. Oh. Good. Everybody, it was so funny. So we got there. No, not you. Okay. We got there. And the Zamboni cleaned up. And everybody raced on the ice. And they ate. They fell flat on their backs. And they looked so silly. Because they were like the people who obnoxiously skate really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like these boys and... they go really fast and they try and swerve through you. So I felt like some divine
being. That's okay, because you remember me? I was the last one on the ice and the Zamboni was waiting for me and I still had to cross across the...
Yeah, and I can't skate very well, but it's okay.
It's been a year.
I know, it's been a year for everyone. That's kind of how skating works.
But last year was only my second time doing it.
Okay.
I do once every year.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but you learned before.
I guess. But... yeah, so I thought it was very satisfying when all the fast people fell first into the wet part, because, like, it was just drying down the ice. And so when they slipped, they fell back first into the water puddle that the Zamboni left. That was very satisfying.
Why are you laughing at people's pain?
Because they were the people who were obnoxiously skating really fast in between me.
Just because they're mean doesn't mean that they deserve to have bad things happen to them.
That is literally everything I want to happen to mean people. Is that they get punished by someone, not me. And that's what happened. They tried to skate fast, and they suffered for it. And you know what? I don't take it back. I think if you skate fast in between people who obviously look like they're beginner skaters, you should at least be in the middle. You should at least be telling people that you're coming, because I almost got hit by them, like, so many times. So you know what? I liked watching their wet back skate around. I thought it was very satisfying indeed.
What's your favorite Starbucks refresher?
What are the types? I don't know. I don't know any of them. I've never had a single one. Oh, I had the one that went popular over the summer. It was around.
One? The pink drink? Pinkity drinkity?
No. It was something like.
Pineapple?
I think it was a pineapple. Mm. Was it a pineapple? Or was it like mango? I don't know.
Is that pink drink? The mango dragon fruit.
Is it good?
Yeah. I just watered it down because it was really sweet.
You always do that, though.
What do you mean? Me, personally? Or do you do that in general?
No, you've done that, too. You've done that a bunch of times.
You remember me doing that?
Yeah. Everybody does it. Most people do it. Mm-hmm. When they get home, at least. When they have access to water. That's another thing. I don't want to drink Starbucks anymore.
Why?
I pay too much for it.
Yeah.
But then again, like, it's like that, or I can get an even worse or mediocre coffee for almost the same price at any of the places on campus.
There's so much, like, Starbucks is the best one. Like, let's be honest. Yeah, it's like, what is it called? A chain?
It's maybe like
four... It's a chain for a reason, okay? They don't make bad coffee.
Yeah, they make okay coffee. But...
that one coffee we had at, where was it? Was it the Bite?
Which one are we talking about? Yeah. Oh, the one where free, we started.
Like the that was the grossest. I don't know why.
We got free coffee.
Because I'm supposedly a Prism member, even though I opted out.
But. Yeah, there was like Prism Appreciation Week. And they were handing out free coffee or tea. And we were like, oh, let's get a coffee and like make it super cute and like decorate it and stuff. So we put like cinnamon and like cocoa and like sugar and milk
sugar, and we kept adding sugar and it just and we wasn't like, getting better.
And we mixed the two different coffees, like the one that had like chocolate notes and then one that had like
there was a fruity note, like a cherry note.
And so we were like, oh, it's gonna taste so good. It was literally the worst coffee we've ever had. It was so bad.
Yeah. Some people like it. It just doesn't fit my taste buds.
I like sweet
coffee. I need my coffee to not taste like coffee. Even though sometimes I want... Okay, I either drink like super sweet
I want to know I'm drinking coffee. No, never black.
Really?
That one I'd have to sip. Like it's a sipper. And I don't like sipping.
I do that whenever I'm at home. I drink black coffee. Mm-hmm. That's my aesthetic. A black coffee.
Oh my god, you're not like a cigarette, you're not like other
red
girls.
Lipstick. Lana Del Rey.
I'm not like other short girls. Hair, I drink my
Parisian
coffee black.
Parisian haircut, red turtleneck.
I will let you guys know Anna has a very Parisian haircut.
My highlights are growing out. They still look good though, I think. Like they haven't
your
gotten
hair's
too bad.
Close enough to it. Oh, you're right. I see it now that you mentioned. But it's good. Like
it's getting, but no, my lady did so well.
Yeah.
Once my hair, like I've just been having this urge for like weeks. Quick squish break.
A little squishy.
Don't flick her.
She's attached. She can't move.
She will. Oh. She just moved. Anyways, for like weeks now, I've been having this urge to just chop my hair. Mm. And I don't know where it came from. I need change, and I, like, long hair is such a hassle, but, like, for Christmas, my mom got me that Conair brush that, like...
That's nice.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, are you stealing money from me?
I'm counting her change, guys.
I don't count my change, that's really embarrassing.
She's got 150, 160, 165, 170. Mm. That's, like, half of a bus fare. Good job.
I owe...
Oh, whoopsies.
I own $3.30 to Sadie.
For what?
I borrowed $5 from her.
Is this a book?
Yeah.
You started reading it?
No, I want to reread it.
Oh, what's it about? I'm holding a book called Adele?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Don't read it out loud.
Oh.
It's not like... It's not hashtag spicy. It's just, like, weird. I remember I read it in the summer, and, like, I was just thinking about this book for a really long time. I was like, I should reread this. Like, I just got the random urge. I have a lot of books that I just got the urge to reread because I miss reading it for the first time. I want to reread Call Me By Your Name. I want to reread My Year of Rest and Relaxation. I have some other... I want to reread books that I read in my
This one looks bad. Years. I'm not going to lie.
Bad? Boring? Or
but
bad?
But she's not
like,
even saying, like... Does the guy suck? Like, does he... Is he, like, a
husband?
Bad guy? Yeah, because
no.
That sucks. See, that would irritate me reading it. I wouldn't be able
no,
to...
No, this whole time, I was like... Dang, she's kind of... There's, like, something wrong with her, but, like... I'm reading it, and I'm like, oh.
Because I'm like, if there's nothing bad, why would you cheat?
Because that's just...
Look at her
hair.
Book? Is it
Look at
book?
Her hair. Yeah. Oh. Do you see the Parisian haircut she has?
Yeah.
She smokes cigarettes.
Oh, goodness. The author, though, it's
She's
like,
popular.
You look at the author, and you're like, you just wrote a whole book about... Is she married? Is the author married?
I don't know.
Because how would you feel if your significant other writes a book about...
Cheating?
About cheating, but they make it in a light that nobody feels... Like, it's not like, oh, no.
No, this is really heavy.
Like, is bad? Like, she comes to terms with, like, how bad she, like...
No.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Like, she doesn't come to terms with it. I think he finds out at one point, but she just, like, it's just a dark hole that she enters. Mm. Yeah, like, I wouldn't recommend this book to people.
Because, like, I don't know how I would feel if an author, like, my significant other author writes about cheating.
Check their phone right after they publish the book. Where are you getting that inspiration from?
Exactly. It's like, how do you know how to write such intense feelings?
What if she was the person and her significant other was doing all those things? You don't know. But also, it's a book. It's not supposed to be connected to your life. People write fiction all the time. It's just a way to, it doesn't have to connect to you. People gain inspiration, but the inspiration could be the environment. It doesn't have to be the characters.
I know the whole point people write books is like,
entertainment. If you saw this in a TV show or a movie, you'd be like, whoa. That's why. That is true. I think it's like a shock factor thing. It's not necessarily supposed to be connected to your life.
That's true.
Because that's like...
That is true. I'm so tired. I'm tired all the time all of a sudden.
You need to sleep. I'm worried about you. You have not been reaching out to... We're having a normal conversation. Guys.
I'm so sorry.
Ava has not been hanging out with me. And I haven't been
hanging out with anyone. Like, I haven't talked to any of our people.
That's bad. You're entering a dark.
It's, like, I don't know. I'm just getting so distracted. So bad.
From
like,
what? What's distracting you?
My first distraction was this weekend. Like, we had our Accelerate competition. Mm-hmm. And it was 2 days. And that just took up a lot of time in the winter break. And it took up a lot of time in the first week of school. Because I was doing marketing posts every day, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that took up a lot of time. And, like, I have to go to meetings and have to go to, like, in-person walkthroughs the day before and stuff like that.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. Do you think these people... Like, as you're talking, I'm like, this is a good conversation.
For us?
Is this a conversation?
Yeah, no. Anyway.
So, guys, New Year, New Us, we're being, intolerable.
But after this week of co-op applications, I'm gonna be like able to hang out, like actually do stuff, because after this I'm going to the library and I'm grinding out these apps because they're all due tonight. They're all due.
But when does the library close? Because I wanted to go too, but gonna go to the solarium because like the weather, it's gloomy, it's gonna be nice.
That's true.
Dress warm.
I just need a comfy chair.
That too. I don't know any places that have comfy chairs.
Other than the solarium, but they'll probably all be taken. They have comfy chairs? Yeah.
Right now, beginning of the year, it's empty.
Really? It was full to this morning?
No.
No?
You're wrong.
Okay. I'm usually wrong.
What are some TikTok trends that you've seen recently that are interesting? Have you seen the Finn Wolfhard one?
Where
it's like...
Show me.
He like... snaps and then just the background changes.
Yeah.
You've seen those?
I didn't even know that was a trend. I've only seen one of them.
I keep getting them. It's so
really. What have I been seeing? I've been seeing a lot.
What if we talk about pop culture? What's happened recently?
What's happened? I'm watching. Oh, I think you'll like this.
What?
I am watching Seinfeld, and I'm like far into it too.
It's a really good show.
I'm into
now,
it.
Every person who has watched Seinfeld, who I know, I've asked them to clarify this because I have an opinion, but I need validation.
Okay, I'm not in, like, I'm not far in.
But you'll know.
Okay.
Do you think, me personally,
okay,
I am a mix of Elaine and Kramer?
Oh, wow. Huh.
Because I think I'm a Kramer archetype, but I also have, or you know which one I think is even more accurate? Kramer and George.
I was gonna say you have a little George in you.
His medical anxiety is very much me.
His like mental perspective on,
and just the way he talks when he's like stressed and angry.
He's just always convincing himself he's in the, like, right? But, like, not okay. But, like...
I need to do that so that, like, I calm myself down. That's my method of coping.
Yeah, that's why he does it, too. Is that he's like, it's not me. Like, it's them. And I feel like that's a lot of you, and not in a bad way, because we all love George.
Yeah.
But...
You ever see that one episode?
You know what? The episode, the season I'm in, mm-hmm. Elaine has, like, significantly become more irrelevant. And I don't know if it stops.
What season are you in?
I don't know. Let me
go check. She becomes more relevant, like, later. But she's always,
I should go on it because it probably will ruin the audio.
Yeah.
Let me go on my phone. But at this point, like, she's less jokey right now. Like, she's just more there to, like, have a girl connection.
Oh, I see.
No, I'm in season 4, episode 19.
Okay, I'm in, like, season 6. Okay. She gets... It How just, many seasons It depends are there? On the episode. I think there's, like, 8 or 9.
Really? That's good.
It's a really good show, isn't
when
it?
When did it stop? Why did it stop?
Late 90s, probably.
Why did it stop, though?
I don't know.
There's 9 seasons. Is there, like, a finale that I can look at? The you finale, got, part 1
you
and
You know
2.
What I loved? Did I like you finale, did you though. Get to the part where they started their own show or no?
Yes.
It's a show
about nothing. That was so funny.
And then Jerry's like, well, no. And he's like, nope. Nothing.
That was good. And then
that's what this podcast is about.
It really is.
This is so. Also, keep your heads up for our new Instagram post. Actually, we would have posted this.
We're being the day before. We're being held hostage, guys.
By who?
By our marketing team.
I'm the marketing team.
Guys, we gotta take a photo of ourselves, but I don't want to.
Yeah, we're doing a face reveal.
Oh, goodness. I wonder what they think we look like.
They could literally search us up. You said accelerate marketing. There you go. PR manager, guys, there I go.
I am a green-eyed redhead. Caroline. And you are a...
Black-haired,
brown-eyed,
brown-eyed Parisian haircut. Dude, I love that haircut. It would not suit me one
Anna's bit. Got 6 fingers on one of her hands, too.
And 4 on the other to balance it out. So I do have 10.
Every time it's on, like, a job application, like, how many fingers do you have?
Why would they ask that on a job application?
I saw one today from TD, and it was like, what medical problems do you have? And it was like a checkbox. And I was like, stomach problems, anxiety, like all these different things.
I'm check, like, check. That's crazy. Why would they do that?
I don't know. If
You're was, not supposed to disclose
it
that.
It might have been voluntary. I don't know. I was watching somebody else do it. I'm like, that's such a weird thing to ask.
They
and like it said like cancer, like pregnancy.
How long are we going to have you for? That's crazy. Because they're not going to hire. They're not going to hire any pregnant women.
And then,
it's
yeah.
always like that. So why would you disclose that?
That is so true.
What a shame. What a world we live in.
Hold your stuffies close, guys. It's a tough world
when,
out there.
You don't know when they're going to say goodbye.
Ew, gonna... that's so sad. Orla has cancer.
Stop! Oh, yeah, we didn't show the name. My little squishy. Her name's Orla.
I think we did.
No, we didn't. We were talking about it. Where's the mic?
That's going to sound very, very weird.
That's the squishy. And this is the stuffy.
ASMR?
He's dancing on the keyboard. This is the new year, not new us.
We'll be back, guys. In 2 weeks, we'll have lots to talk about.
Do you know what I was looking forward to in class the whole time because I was starving? The sandwich I'm going to have for dinner.
What sandwich? Show
Picture
me.
This. Dempster bread.
Okay, what kind of Dempster bread?
It was like oat honey, something like that.
Oh, okay. Pop off.
And then provolone cheese.
No way.
I also went I told you I didn't tell them. I'm pescatarian now.
Woo woo.
I was before university, but I decided to come back. And so I got veggie turkey because I wanted to try it.
Like, is it already, like, shredded? Like, when is it, like, sliced?
Yeah.
What's it made out of?
I don't know. We'll see. It was $2.99.
What?
It was on sale.
Is it expired? Why is it $2.99?
Nope.
Can I see it?
I think they were just getting rid of it.
Can I smell it? I won't eat it. I just want to smell it.
We'll do it after.
Smell it.
I don't want to get up. I'm lazy. But anyways, that. And then I got Miss Vicky's chips in the middle.
What kind? Original?
Original.
Ooh. And what vegetable do you have?
Tomato.
Oh.
Salt and pepper.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What kind of salt do you have?
Like, just
I don't have Himalayan. I just regular.
Okay. What kind of pepper? Like, finely grated or, like, chunky?
Finely grated.
Mm. Okay. That's correct good. That's pepper. That's good sandwich pepper.
Yeah? Yeah.
Because then you get a little bite, like, everywhere. Yeah. You know? That's good. That's good. That's good. You know what? I think it could be good.
Yeah? Yeah. And guess what I'm going to have for dinner tomorrow?
Oh, the same thing. No.
I have, like, these noodles. Mm-hmm. Egg. Green onion, bok choy.
Whoa! Yeah. What kind of noodles? Like rice noodles or like
instant? Oh, from like Costco. Oh, so they're like good. I've heard Costco like the bowl ones. Good. Like it comes in a bowl.
Oh yeah 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 yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And then
okay.
I'm gonna put it on a pan so then I can mix in the bok
choy. Are you allowed to have eggs? Yeah. Yeah.
As a pescatarian. That's a really. You said your mom and all her friends are pescatarian. Have you never seen your mom eat eggs?
I have seen her eat eggs, but she's like a loose.
I'm a loose pescatarian too. Man. If there's like traces of meat in something, yeah. If not... I can't see it, it's not there.
Exactly. Come on, where's your roster of talkable points? That's another thing.
There's a guy in my OB class back. That looks. Oh, do I make you nervous?
Maybe a little. Maybe just talking makes me nervous. Oh.
What's did that? You cut your bangs somebody, again?
No, they're just kind of ugly right now. They're in like a middle stage. Gotta get
why don't you grow it out?
I am. That's why they're in the middle stage. Wow. But they look really bad right now because I don't know what to
do.
Did
you do eyeliner?
Them. Probably. But it's probably wiped off today because it's 7 at night. Okay, tell me about this guy in your OB class. How's OB for you? Okay, tell me about this guy first.
He looks like one of the people from White Lotus.
Why would you tell me that? I don't know who any of these people look like.
They know because they keep up with the trends.
Okay, what does he look like? Is he cute? Is that a bad thing? Good thing?
No, he looks like the brother, like the weird brother. Oh. Like the one that's addicted to his phone. Oh. And like sleeps on the beach because his sister kicked him out.
That'd be cool, sleeping on the beach.
No, it's not cool.
By the way, guys, Waterloo Park is finally done construction.
They were under construction?
Well, they're somewhat still in construction, but majority is out of construction. So now there's a little beach at Waterloo Park. So, go. And they have a new, they're building a new park, and it looks crazy. I want to be a kid again. They've got a 3-story jungle gym. 3 stories!
What do we think about online dating? Meeting people on, like, Hinge
and I don't Tinder? Think I personally can do it.
I don't either.
But I also don't have the social... kind of like skills to also meet people outside of online.
Yo, what? Andrew Tate, let's talk about him.
Oh, please, let's open that can of worms. Let's talk about it.
Human trafficking.
Thank God.
That is the craziest offense. It's not even like he got caught, but the way he got caught is so funny.
Did this girl,
Greta Thunberg? Yeah.
Okay, so he made a joke about having cars or something mm-hmm. and like said that to her. She responded back. He posted a photo. He posted a photo to the string of conversations replying to her. Mm-hmm. The photo had a pizza box mm-hmm. in it, and the police in Argentina could tell he was in Argentina because of the pizza box. I thought
he was in Romania.
Oh, was it Romania or Argentina?
Romania.
Who am I thinking of? Who just got arrested in Argentina?
Who got arrested in Argentina?
I don't know. Okay, maybe it's Romania. But the Romanian police saw from the pizza box and arrested him at the location.
Wow.
I think that's what it was. Pizza box. I think it was a pizza box.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he got arrested. And they've seized all of his cars. They've seized their property. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad. Oh, he's also getting, like, his bail got denied.
Because human trafficking is literally the craziest offense.
Was it?
Human trafficking, yeah. Woman. Because it's not even drugs or assault or battery. Human trafficking.
Yeah, that's actually really bad.
Trafficking people? Trafficking women? I heard that he was, like, taking women hostage and forcing them to, like, make content. And
because
then, like,
he was, because that was his thing. He had a showgirl
yeah.
thing, website or whatever it was.
I miss the old Tim Hortons.
I wish.
Oh, see?
Oh my goodness. Wait, let me see. I liked that packaging. I love those coffee mugs. I know, mugs.
Those cups were so nice, but they were so inconvenient.
A little bit.
Because they always still... like... But I wish they kept the logo and everything, but just changed the lids. But the Timbits box.
Yeah.
That was so much better. Now we have... Oh, see, I keep getting these videos. Finn Wolfhard, leave me alone.
I love it. That's so funny. Oh, let's talk about... What's his name? Other guy from Stranger Things.
What is this?
I don't even know who it is.
Whoa.
I've seen so many... That looks weird. I see so many, like, make it yourselves. I've been told to make these... Oh, let's talk about TikTok ads. Have you been seeing so many ads?
No.
I keep seeing a ton of ads.
Oh, I've actually been getting a lot of ads. Yeah, you're right.
Oh my gosh, no, I'm getting them too. Look at this. But I've seen so many ads, and I get so many lives. The lives are so bad.
You know what I get?
Bad.
I get those stupid ones where it's like, TikTok now, post a video and you can see this video. You've never seen that before?
The one I get, dude, you need to listen to this. I get ones where they're videos of people sleeping.
I get those too. And it's like, send me stuff. And then it like, it'll makes wake. Like noises and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, ew, why are you doing that?
Or the one where they'll eat bugs and they literally eat a bug if you send them a gift.
That is insane.
Or the one where it's a sick kid and it's, you see the IV drip?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Or like the parents will exploit their kid. Yeah.
Or they're begging. Like they're like, please, please send us stuff. Oh. That was a very nice video.
Sorry, I just saw two. Oh, there's more. I saw a guinea pig in a little car and a bicycle.
We'll post it on Instagram.
No, we won't.
I know, but maybe.
What is this?
Look at
Kermy?
It. That is so cute.
That is so ugly.
No, it's cute.
Oh, look, it's a cat dancing. I'm looking for inspiration and things to talk about because.
We have 4 minutes to talk about stuff. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Ad. Luke was Lorelai's best boyfriend.
Yeah.
Look at that. And then it switches to Dean. Because there was that whole thing like, ew, why is Lorelai so obsessed with Dean? Remember when she was like, oh, just because you broke up with Rory doesn't mean you broke up with me or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, she really liked Dean. Dean was a freak.
Dean was a bad person.
Okay. Yes, but also Rory is a.
You did not.
Oh. See what happens when we talk about Rory? Stress. Let's move this over. I opened a new tab, yeah. And I thought I exited this tab.
Deleted the whole podcast. I think I would have actually cried.
Oh.
Guys,
but anyways,
can you guys DM us on Instagram?
Please,
can we have
nobody
followers?
Follows us.
We have 2 followers,
and
they're
us.
Both of us.
No, we have 3 actually. Sadie follows us.
Sadie does follow us. I'm so glad she does.
Yeah,
guys, please follow
oh.
us. I
want
to dress like that
those are
though.
So nice. Anyways, yeah. So like Rory, when she went to Yale, everything went downhill. When she got that haircut. She just started, like, she entered her flop era.
What candle do you have?
I don't have any candle.
Oh, you don't have a candle, you're right.
Oh my God, have you seen those wax melts?
Are you allowed to have that?
Wax melts? No.
Like a wax warmer?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
It's the same as a lamp. It heats it up.
I know, maybe we are allowed. I just gotta ask. Because
the wax warmers,
anyways. Have you seen those videos of the wax warmers where it looks like literal food?
Oh my God, I see that girl all the time on
and
my social media.
And I, hold on, let me find my watch history. I saw this one, and I thought I was watching the most appetizing looking banana split.
Oh, I hate
and
the turkey
she
one
started,
she has.
I never saw that one.
The ones without to have meat, she goes all out for them.
Well, you have to if it's detailed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's...
Somebody, please follow us on our Instagram. I want to know people exist and listen to this.
Yeah, does anybody actually listen to us?
I doubt it. There's no way somebody listens to us for more than 10 minutes. This episode was maybe the worst one we've ever recorded.
No, we've definitely
had. No, this one's so bad. I feel like we haven't talked about anything.
We are really not promoting this well enough.
Hey guys, we're the best podcast that Radio Laurier has to offer.
Yeah. This is an asset. We are an asset to Radio Laurier.
Yes. Please, Radio Laurier, keep us.
It's not like they can kick us out.
Watch them fire us now that you said that.
Who's gonna fire us?
Me.
Where is the video? What?
Okay, it doesn't matter. I can use my imagination.
No, but I want to see it for myself. I can keep talking while looking for it.
I will say, guys, as a public announcement, Anna's room at night is very vibey. I don't know how you can do work in here, though.
Why?
It's just too nice.
That's the thing. I want to associate, like, separate, like, my safe haven from, like, right? Academics. So that's what, like, sometimes studying is nice because I'm super stressed and I set the environment for myself where I can chill. But other times, I do like getting out of my room because I don't need, like, that connection.
When I go home, I never study.
Yeah, I can't study in my own house.
So I go and I go to campus and I never look back.
What did you just throw of mine?
Egg.
Why?
I threw an egg on Anna's bed, but it's okay.
Now it, like, broke and, like, there's, like, yolk everywhere and she just destroyed my entire room, guys. I don't know what to do.
She's devastated.
I'm
literally stop looking for this stupid video.
It's here.
It's far.
I remember these. It's for myself. I just want to watch.
Okay, guys. She's obsessed with this new thing.
We should go to the gym.
Oh, my goodness.
Why not? Me, Caroline, and Sadie go. You should come with us.
I'm kind of scared to go to the gym. Do you guys go during women's hours or what?
Yeah, but also other times too, and we just stick together, so like we don't really pay attention.
What do you guys do?
Oh my god, weights.
You do weights?
Yes.
On what? Arms?
Arms, legs. Me and Caroline throw around the medicine ball and play catch.
No, you don't.
Ask her.
That is so funny.
Ask her.
How often did you guys go?
Whenever we feel like.
So like not often or often?
Occasionally often.
I was like, I can go once.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to go for just to try it. Because everybody talks about it.
Who's everybody?
Everybody talks about the gym, but then everybody also complains about the gym.
Well, yeah, but everybody's going to complain.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I have a gym in my basement, so I want to compare.
Oh, what do you have in there?
I've got a treadmill, yoga mats. I've got my mom's weights and her medicine balls. I've got that bench thing. I don't really know what it is.
Whoa, so you have a proper gym.
It's my mom's gym, yeah.
Oh, she's, like, a fitness person?
Yeah, she goes to yoga, too.
Oh.
She's going to Mexico. She won a free trip for a yoga retreat. She's going in a couple weeks.
Whoa, without you?
Yeah, obviously. It's a yoga retreat. She wants to be all zen and stuff.
And you cause her trouble?
Obviously, yeah.
Wow.
She doesn't want to take me on a free trip.
That's really funny. You ever been to Mexico before?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
Really?
I've been to Mexico once.
How old were you when you went?
I was like, it was like in 2013, 14. And it was like 2 years before my parents got divorced.
Ooh, lovely memories.
I know, really. It was so funny because the whole reason we went was to renew their vows. Kind of ironic.
Dang. Renew their vows?
Like that's a little thing.
Yeah, but don't you renew your vows when you're, like, old?
Well, it was probably 10-year anniversary, I think. I would assume it was 10 years.
Wow. That's still...
Maybe I wasn't 10 then. Maybe I was 10.
They got married before you were born or after?
After.
Mm. I see.
Okay, guys. We need to stop this. I'm so tired. And you can tell in this video. I'm tired and I have allergies and I am just not doing my best this week. Anna is just herself, like normal. She's still looking for this video, by the way. It's been 10 minutes. She's still looking.
I am so committed to find this
so
banana
sorry,
split
she kinda,
video.
She kind of zoned out 10 minutes ago. But hopefully, by the next episode, we will have more to talk about.
We always have stuff to talk about. We just don't plan properly. Sorry, guys.
Next time, we will plan. Next time,
oh,
we will
actually,
record.
One more comment. I watched Turning Red recently, and I cried. So
it's a sad movie, eh?
It's not sad. It's just the part where her and her mom hug. That was like, that made me really emotional. I was like, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
But it was so nice. And there was this argument in my film class. Oh, I gotta show you my things after.
Yes.
Is Turning Red a Canadian film?
Yeah.
Why?
I think so. I think that the amount of, like, parts that, like, it's recorded in Toronto, that, like, it's made a statement and stuff like that. Why? Do you not think so?
I have another follow-up question.
Okay.
Is Coco a Mexican film?
Yeah, I would assume so. Is it not? Like, it's about the culture and stuff. So it was like,
but is it red. Inherently Mexican?
Okay, maybe not. But
is so it, why is Coco Canadian? A Coco, why is Turning Red Canadian?
Is Turning Red not
written? Just because it takes place in Canada?
I would assume, yeah.
We learned that you have to have there's this whole Cavco point system.
I thought the writers are Canadian. Are they not?
One of them, like, there's a certain, like, technically it's a Canadian film because it passes, like, the criteria. Like, they have a certain amount of points because there's a point system. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people were saying, well, there's a lot of, like, Canadian films get tax credits. So they get, like, a certain percentage back. Like, they will get, like, 30%
oh,
back.
Oh, you're right.
So that's why a lot of films, they try to exploit, like,
the Canadian.
They will get, like, a certain amount just so they get money back. Because think about it. Disney. They're just using Canadians to get that thing back. So it's kind of difficult. And how do we break out of that? How do we make Canada more Canadian?
Wow. Let's get philosophical. And philosophical with that, guys, way to... we'll get back to that. That'll be the
we'll first... answer. I'll probably know the answer to that by next
She'll next write it episode. Down, and it will be the first thing we talk about next episode.
So I'm going to write something down, okay.
Can stay ready for that. And on that note, we will see you guys next episode, I guess. There's nothing really more we can talk
about. 2 weeks from now.
It's now 8 o'clock, and I'm exhausted, and I need a break. All right, guys. So follow our Instagram. We will have a face reveal up because somebody requested it. I don't know who requested it.
Yeah, we got some anonymous message that's like, show a face reveal or like we're going to hack your bank account.
Yeah, so we're going to post. Hopefully that doesn't happen. And hopefully everything is all cool and chill and cool and chill.
Yeah.
All right. We will see you guys on the flip side.
Bye.